Okay. So I don't think the objection is valid.
Sonali?
Can I call the question?
Yes.
Can I call the question on the whole thing?
Yes. Is there a second?
I second.
All right, the question's been called and seconded. All in favor of...
No. We have to now... Great. Sorry.
You're coughing.
All in favor of ending debate, signify by raising the hot pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's unanimous. Yay. Okay, so let me think for a second. Let me clarify, because we have a motion on the table, then we have a motion to amend, and we have that's been seconded, so we have to actually vote whether to amend now. And then we can talk after the public comment. Okay.
Well, since I said the friendly amendment, doesn't
that... Yes. We still have to vote.
It didn't belong. Dave, we still have to vote.
Yeah, if you
all in favor of attaching Madeline's amendment, please signify by raising the hot pink card with the black letters on it.
No.
One, two, three.
What are we voting on?
Attaching Madeline's amendment.
Which was about this.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? Any abstentions? One. All right. We will take that up right after listener comment. And that was James. Terry Goodman, please read your motion on board training.
On board training. Oh, my gosh. It's long.
No one's expecting.
I'm getting that out. I rise to a point of personal privilege. I just want to say that while I'm highly supportive of Dr. Lin being given the access to due process, I want to separate myself from his inflammatory comments about the management. So I would really like to point out that I'm very strongly supportive of the right to due process, but not in support of any attack on any specific person.
Thank you, Dave Anderson. Yes.
And I don't know if this is the point.
I don't either. And you're lucky you have a clueless chair.
Thank you. But Maria, at some point before the end of this meeting, rather than only and simply, and I'm sorry, simply because of time, we do need to just quickly go over the retreat.
I would encourage everybody to help us move quickly. Because we're going to vote on these.
No, she's asking to be moved up a little bit.
Oh, I see.
She's asking for a change in the agenda.
Oh, well, that's rough, Jane.
No, that's
a rough request.
I asked you
to put it at the end. So I said we could put it maybe at the end. Just still takes a
point of procedure.
Yeah.
All right, did you see how long Terry's motion is?
I've seen it before.
You really want him to read this whole thing?
Terry, do you want to take this up or do you want to withdraw it for now?
We can table it.
There's a motion to table by the author.
I second.
And there's a second.
Yay, Terry!
All in favor of tabling this motion, signify by raising your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed to...
No, there's more. Please count again.
4, 5, 6, 7. All opposed to tabling, signify by raising your card. 0 abstentions. 1. Dave, are you abstaining?
Yes.
Please raise your card. Abstentions. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
That means everybody has to read it, though, at some point.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Did you hear the... Okay, so that we're done with that. Jan Goodman, what is your motion on the public posting of committee meetings?
Is that true?
He sent it out this morning.
Would you like to table it?
Okay. I'll table it.
There's a motion to table the Jan Goodman motion. Is there a second? All to the next meeting. These are all to table for the next meeting.
I have to table the rest of it and go to public comment. We're not going to do any business in 2 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to table the rest of these motions to the next meeting.
With the exception of the retreat.
Well, where's the retreat?
Oh. Just on old business.
Yes.
So that's not part of this. Is there a second?
I second.
And there's a motion to table all this and a second. All in favor of... tabling the rest of old business, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed? All abstaining? Are you abstaining? Abstaining?
No, he voted.
I just didn't get around to
getting it. Just not voting. Okay, great. So the rest of this has been tabled. Do you guys want to go right to public comment?
Yes.
Okay.
Who has the list?
Okay. Who has the list?
We don't have a list.
No, we don't have a list?
Tom Camarilla. Who else? Gordon? Why don't you guys get in line up?
Yeah.
Line up.
Dave,
wait a second.
You're allowing how much time? 90 or 10?
Let's do 90 seconds, and if there's more time, we'll add it at the end. Okay, 90 seconds. Please comment on what we're voting on.
No,
I think they have. No, they can vote on anything.
Okay,
let me just say, once a motion has been made and seconded, The motion belongs to the body. It no longer belongs to the motion of the maker of the motion. Therefore, if someone wants to amend the motion, it's up to the body to decide whether they or not they want that to allow the motion to be amended. It's not up to the maker of the motion. And I know this has been brought to your attention before. I'd just like to remind you, please get some board training. Thank you.
Very quickly,
Terry,
you guys just have to go take care of a very quick personal thing. Terry's going to chair.
After you state the motion,
Gordon hasn't talked yet.
Maria, when are you coming back?
I can't hear you.
I have a hard time sometimes figuring out when you're meeting.
Yeah.
And I hear it on the radio, and that's good. Obviously, I made it. But I went to the site,
yep.
And then went to the LSB thing, and then I went to an LSB site. And the next meeting is February 2002. And there's nothing on the calendar of events on the KPS site. So I just want to know, with this motion, whatever this is that going to be something that will be more consistent? Or am I just not looking in the right place?
No. This is bad.
I just want to be able to get
this
here.
Really bad.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, basically I'm in support of David's motion. I think it should be divided. But I also like to, Harrison's comment was that it should be, and Harrison's not even listening.
Harrison!
Yes!
Harrison's comment.
Your constituency is talking.
Since this is for the listeners. Harrison's comment was that the listeners should have more than 20 minutes just to call in. And that was in respect to this motion. But I also like to object to what David said in the present class to inflammatory notion or remarks, because on the listener's report, his program was basically dismissed.
Right.
And that was thousands and thousands of listeners,
right,
who really have no other perspective in which to hear. Because the class was unable to make it to the, to the prevalent LSD.
Tom. Thank you.
Very quickly, I'm for the amended motion that Dave brought up. I am for the secretarial duties, because all you're simply doing is defining what one of the officers does. Come on, folks. Last but not least, I'm going to say again, the IPC would love to be functioning. We need you folks to answer the question. Why is it being held up? Let's move it forward. We need to have something happen. All right? Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Who's next? Tracy!
Hey.
Hi, Tracy.
I want to address Sonali's motion on the listener for staff. It says that listener members have access to their delegates through the airwaves, for example, during the election, so like maybe once a year or once every 2 years, whereas Sonali, you have 5 hours of airtime every week, and if your staff that you represent are not actually listening to your show, you have more access to the air than anyone. The listeners have... the listener reps have no access to their constituencies whatsoever. So why should you not only have 5 hours of airtime every week, but also now you want to have all paid and unpaid staff able to communicate with each other and additionally exclude listeners from that? I find this extremely unfair. I think you should also go to committee as well as
just for the record, I would never listen to Sonali's show, so if I were her consistent... I'm just kidding.
Well,
no, but Tracy, there are...
I've never thought that staff, especially on-air staff, should be on the board overseeing programming, which is their own programming, and be watching.
Tracy, just for the record, too, some people are staff people that do night shows and would not have a chance to hear Sonali in the morning.
There are a lot of staff that don't have any shows.
Right.
Excuse me.
Okay, next.
Okay.
It struck my attention that the National Finance Committee voted not to review documents. With all of the talk about transparency, I can't understand why that happened. But
because Dave wasn't allowed to vote.
But what is it even more concerning to me is that KPFK does not have a voting member on that committee.
Right.
And there was no voting member in attendance at that meeting. I would please ask that you find out how you can replace the member who resigned from the committee and get somebody on there to represent our station.
Next, Raphael. Hi, Raphael.
Hi. I'm still at the pro gal for the inspiration the last time, so I'm not sure to come here. But,
Fine.
What was that?
It was a joke.
We're just lightening the we're just lightening the.
Gone.
Get out. Well, first off, you know, I'm going to speak on Dave's motion. As a principal, I mean, as a principal, there should be that kind of thing. But from the standpoint that LSB is not a body that is designed to micromanage programming, I object. I think that what should happen in this resolution is that we should pass with an amendment that refers to the ICC. Okay? That's how that should happen. And I don't know why these resolutions keep coming forward that encroach on the territory of the ICC, which has been, you know, fought down to the almost bare minimum of existence. And God knows the Democratic wants to be elected again, probably, without her having that change constituted. So I'm just a little quiet and tired about that. And I hope you vote against today's motion or amend it if it's not too late. If you amend it, to refer to the ICC, we vote for it. It's not to be rejected. It's not consistent. Now, the only thing I want to say is, please, someone make a motion to reconsider the question of the race nationality and vote to approve what's here. That's the reason.
Thank you, Raphael. Next.
Hi there.
Hello.
I've received each and every one of you. This is ballot 7. I've received each and every one of you. Three pages. One is a past event at the Venice United Methodist Church. It was a very successful one. It was about promoting vegan world, vegan state of mind, and also organic farming, organic consumption. Many markets and supermarkets donated everything from veggie dogs instead of barbecues. We had, it was great. It was a great, and I only wish. And I'm presenting, we just formed a committee with the Programming Council to bring this progressive viewpoint to KPFK. The other thing is that I'm demanding space for myself, finally, to bring a progressive viewpoint, which is not heard on KPFK. It's the one thing about lip service, and I'm getting very sick and tired of this, and many people are too. But another thing is about bringing representation to the progressive viewpoint. This has got to happen, and I'm urging your support for a weekend slot. Don't care what time, except not at 1 o'clock in the morning. So please work on that real front. The other thing is, I am I'm very cautionary about your motion. I'm for it completely, except one area I would suggest somebody to do a friendly amendment, and that is that not to be left at the discretion of the remaining time slot, not to be left at the discretion of management, because management will very quickly not be able to let the listeners bring in have space. And then the other thing is, I gave all of you about amending the three strike law. We're not hearing this on KPFK. And there will be a play coming out soon. So, thank you.
Thank you. How much time do we have left, unless you comment?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Wait. We have time for two, maybe three more listeners. Anybody else want to speak?
Can I? I'm sorry.
Not yet. Hold on. No? Okay, go ahead, Ed.
I mean, listeners have asked questions, and nobody's answered. Can I finish? And can we formally, at the end of listener comment, have the chair, at his or her discretion, either answer or appoint somebody? Because there are serious questions to be asked.
Very good point. Thank you, Ed. Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
So, yes, we have four four people that have their cards up. If you can each take 30 seconds. We do have one more listener?
To your right, over there.
Where?
In the corner, over to your right.
You're Manuel,
right.
He's standing here.
Okay.
I want to say, in regards to Leslie's amendment, please, you guys, look at it. You know, can we consider it? And regarding Lynn, critical person Lynn, I want to say that, you know, you guys look at yourselves, look in the mirror, and realize that most of you guys are bridge to take advantage of the advantage that you have. So, you know, understand that. And I want you to look at the fact that the African Mental Liberation Program is an astounding program. I could listen to many of the other programs for hours on end, months, and learn nothing other than what I hear in Bill O'Reilly or CNBC.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Because you guys, I'm sure you guys know it, and if you don't, I feel sad, but you guys are part of what they call the manufactured dissent.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You could dissent, but within a certain confine. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, well, I won't get into it, but what I want to say is that, you know, some of you people were for the bombing of Kosovo. You see what I'm saying? Now, you're going to listen to this guy's program, and you're going to get a breakdown of what the whole trouble in Kosovo was, and I'm going to listen to many of you guys' show, and I won't get it. I'm going to just get manufactured dissent to go against what Bill O'Reilly or Bill Maher or one of those guys is saying. And so we really need African male liberation back. And look in the mirror and realize that you fought, you bred to take advantage of your advantage. And, or maybe I should ask this question, maybe some of you guys
is this the treasure?
Are afraid that his show, if you want to listen to some of you guys' show, because some of you guys are like pointless if you listen to his.
Thank you. Just for the record, there are many people here supporting his show.
Also, he's not the
okay.
What would it take for him to get his show back?
For the record, I heard him, but I don't see anything.
Okay, so Ed, Jim, Alan, Jane, can you each take 30 seconds and then Dave? 30 seconds, Dave, time them.
Ed
first.
All right,
Jim.
All right, okay. Concerning the Finance Committee, that motion failed because Dave Adelson was not allowed to vote. He was our replacement candidate when Donna Warren resigned. Also, our treasurer was not on the call. So that's why that motion failed.
Right.
Okay. Secondly, I agree with Dave. You know, I'm all for giving listeners all kind of freedom to say anything they want, denounce the government of the United States, denounce me, okay, et cetera. But I don't want to hear ad hominem attacks, okay? That should be regular, ad hominem attacks, okay, on anybody. We get enough of that in other parts of Pacifica. All right.
Thank you, Jim. Alan, and then Jane.
Oh, very quickly, Tom, that's in Jennifer Kaiser and Eva George's hands. As far as I know, this body has done as much as we can to expedite the election of the remaining IPC. So that's in management and Jennifer Kaiser's hands. And then for Manuel, what he's...
You have no control of management.
We didn't try to do it further, but we pushed as far as we can. And we pushed it, and we thought we pushed enough. If it doesn't go forward, I would recommend coming back to us. And then as far as what Manuel, I do want to say that the PROC, in an initial proposal, did put forward something that I believe was in many ways there to address the issue of African Mental Liberation Weekend. It was it was proposed that the PROC function as an ombudsman, as sort of a last resort. And that was basically shot down by this group.
Thank you, Alan.
And then also, it is pretty much, it's been management, and it's Armando and Eva so far who shot down that show.
Thank you, Alan. Jane.
Are you the ombudsman?
Hey, please, you guys.
Who is the ombudsman?
Jane. Hello, you guys. Wait. Order.
There is no ombudsman.
Jane.
Tom, if you just elaborate on what Alan said. This is not going by us lightly. We have worked very hard on getting out emails to every single person on the staff, unpaid and paid. We have tried to get them to nominate. We have talked personally to them.
We have really worked.
We've worked very hard, and we want this to happen. And we've also, Armando and I, kind of meet you guys and discuss this very thing.
And Armando laughed at the fact that there was not going to be a meeting.
Tom, please, order.
So you know.
Order. Okay, we're going to go to the vote.
He was on the staff.
Two things. Well, I want to echo what Jim said. We do have a voting member on that committee.
No,
I wasn't on the call at that time. At the next board meeting, I will be seated as the voting member on that committee. With respect to something Raphael said, I want to highlight that this motion, he said we're not dictating programming. The motion says we recommend to management. That's all. It's just a recommendation.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, can we go to a vote? All right, number one, we go to Sonali's motion. So, all in favor of Sonali's motion, can you summarize it in 2 seconds on Sonali?
Establish a staff listserv by blind invitation for to facilitate communication between staff delegates and voters with no control or, you know.
Thank you.
There's no ulterior motives.
Thank you. All in favor of supporting Sonali's motion, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed? 1, 2. All abstentions? 1.
Oh, order. Yeah.
Oh, where were you voting? You can't. You guys come back here. I'm sorry. You can't vote from over there.
Roll call vote.
I need you back over here. I'm sorry, Leslie. If you're going to be part of the board, I can't.
I'm going to have a roll call vote, Maria.
Do my roll call.
Room for
but I can't we're see you. And what if I miss you? And
you didn't miss me. You saw me.
Sorry, I'm like a little. I'm like a little dictator.
Okay. Well,
you are. You are a little. Let's have a roll call vote. We'll receive that.
Jay Goodman.
Not by everybody. I can't.
This is on Sonali?
It's either I or
in
nay.
In favor. Yes.
This is on which vote?
Aye. This is on Sonali's motion.
Oh.
Harrison Wild.
Yes.
Harrison, yes. Dane Halloran.
No.
Dane, no. Alan Minsky.
Yes.
Minsky, yes. T. Goodman, yes. Grace Heron.
Yes.
Yes. Schwab.
Yes.
Yes. Foyer.
Rusty. Yellow tail. Yes.
Yes. The Eugenio.
Wait. Point of personal privilege. I would like to just note that Israel has just voted on a question. I think we should have
keep going.
The Eugenio.
Many others, don't worry.
The Eugenio, no. Pearl.
Yes.
Pearl, yes. Kohatker.
Yes.
Kohatker, yes. Adelson.
Yes.
Adelson, yes.
All right, one vote down. Next motion is...
You didn't call Leslie.
Pass them.
Oh, see, because she was over there.
She... Yes.
All right. We're up to Dave's motion. Dave, summarize it, please.
11-0.
Dave, please summarize your motion.
The motion has been divided. It is that the LSB recommend to management that a weekly one-hour report to the listener be instituted to deal with internal issues, and that the program rotate each week between presentations from constituencies, given constituencies or bias. That's the first part.
All in favor of the divided motion, the first two questions, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed? All abstentions? 1. That motion passes. The other two?
The other is that once monthly it will be a report from management, once monthly report from LSB and PMB, once monthly from staff, and once monthly another constituency at the discretion of management, because there are a number of them, so they can rotate them. And that, 4, that the Program Oversight Committee propose a mechanism at our next meeting for ensuring fair access with the following proposals as starting points for discussion.
All in favor of the second two sections, please signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alan,
where are you voting? This last.
Are you voting for the second part of the?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all opposed.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4. All abstentions.
Wait.
Sorry. Let me redo this vote since I got interrupted. Let me redo the vote. All in favor of Dave's.
Point of order. Roll call. Adelson.
Yes.
Adelson, yes. Kohatker.
Oh, yes.
Kohatker, yes. Pearl.
Yes.
Pearl, yes. De Eugenio.
Nay.
Eugenio, nay. Foyer.
Abstain.
Foyer, abstain. Schwab.
I have to make a deal of it.
Schwab, yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron, yes. Goodman. T. Goodman. No.
Abstain because I'm too close to the two.
Halloran.
No.
Bradford.
No.
Wow. No. Jay Goodman.
Yes.
Jay Goodman. Yes.
6-5.
6.
6 yes.
3, 4, 5, 6 yes.
Motion passed.
Point of order. Can we re-vote the prior motion by roll call so it's on the record as having been properly voted? Look, yeah, I want it properly voted. I don't want anybody to dispute that we didn't follow the voting procedure.
He's asking for roll call on part one.
Roll call on part one.
Sorry. No, he asked for roll call.
On which one?
Part one.
I thought we voted in part one.
We didn't do roll call.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Pearl.
Yeah.
What are we voting on?
We're re-voting parts one and two by roll.
On the first part, right?
I'll pass.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Aaron. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, one more motion on the floor. This is James. Motion on fixture. James, you summarize. And who needs to summarize. Basically, we're talking about the secretary being the one to get the most votes, having an assistant which is either runner up, and the specifics are led in the voting.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor of James' motion signify by raising your pink cards.
Roll call.
No, just if it's unanimous.
Our motion is that these things are conducted by roll call without having to call for it.
What motion?
Yes.
When? Today?
Yes. Yes. Bradford.
Yes.
Yes. Halloran.
Yes.
Yes. Minsky.
Yes.
T. Goodman. Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Schwab.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Aye.
Yeah. Pearl.
Yes.
Yeah. Ohatker.
Aye.
Yeah. Abelson.
Stain.
Stain. Yes. Amos with two abstentions.
Motion passes. We have one. Jane, you have one last item? Oh, yes. Oh,
retreat.
I'd like to move to adjourn to our next meeting at September 2nd.
No. The retreat. Move forward on the retreat.
Just the announcement and then we'll do that. Okay. All right. Here's the situation. I need a Sonali now. Everybody sit down, please. Please don't leave for a second. We really need answers. Okay. Alan and Ed, I need answers on this, okay? The retreat committee met last Monday, August 9th. Madeline, Israel, Bill, Jane were in attendance, still here at the meeting, reported that they've not been able to reach Anthony Tinkham since Anthony Tinkham is not available. I reported that I found two possible places for the retreat, the Gilmore House and the Farmer's Market, which should be free and close to a plethora of food choices and forks, but not available to the 25th and 26th of September. The Sarah retreat, which is available on the 12th, has many of our requirements. They would serve as a continental breakfast and a buffet lunch, including a large salad bar. The location has many outdoor little enclaves where we can drink with smaller groups. Unfortunately, the course is paused at 12:50. We discussed the possibilities, plus David Adelson's original suggestion. So we're excited about that. So, hello? Yes. So, we called David, who then called them, and they are available for us. And it's about $200 or $300.
It'll be three hundred.
Maria, chair.
I am so sorry.
And when you think that my friend Leslie is being
badly maligned,
and you are up there talking.
I told her somebody asked me a question again.
And Jim, could you? Where the fuck is the body?
Strike that word.
Okay. Madeline expressed her concerns that there really wasn't any comfortable place to sit nor any real rooms to break off into, and also that the trek may be prohibitive. She suggested that maybe Jan Goodman's house was available, to which I replied that Grace Aaron had already been kind enough to offer her home.
I vote for Jan's
house. No, as we didn't believe that a member's home was a good idea.
Madeline and Bill tried to reach Barnstall Park. That they're closed. Madeline then expressed that she couldn't think of one board member that she would not like to see stay on the board. But of course, Madeline's the closest thing this board will ever see to a saint. We then discussed the program, and Israel expressed that he felt very strongly about there being an ongoing plan, which would include seminars, workshops, retreats, both one day and longer. It was suggested that this present board put that into place by setting dates. I'd like to place that for the next meeting. And so that's set up for the following year. We made some small changes in time and schedules, but I can't seem to keep these people quiet long enough to get.
Order.
I was to speak to Eva about the budget and what the station could give us. Eva said that she would suggest that we each contribute $25 to the cause, and that the station would pick up the rest, or in the case of David's place, is it the Mary Wright, David?
Yeah.
The station would pick up the whole thing. So, what we need to know, folks, are you available the 12th?
Oh.
September.
Yes.
Oh, that's
the first
day.
We're at 4:30.
We are at 4:30. Anybody want to say anything with the 12th? Anybody? Not like me either. I don't know.
I'm available. Why don't we just show of hands who's available?
Okay, who's available on the 12th? September 12th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
This really isn't matching too much, is it?
It's going to be hard. You know what? I think the email is
on the 25th, 26th, but.
I think we should get the community survey by email. Help Terry know.
It would be good. 26 would be good. Jan, was it you who couldn't do the 26th?
I can't do the 26th.
Sharon. Yeah.
There's been a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I want to adjourn to. Maria, we need to get straight that September 2nd is our next meeting.
Yes, September
2nd.
Okay. Yes.
First Thursday.
It's not the 19th.
No, that's an extra.
No, that's our regular meeting day.
Our regular meeting is September 2nd.
That's right.
Is the board?
Yes.
September 2nd. Is that what you're doing with that? September 2nd, only once, 0.5 feet. Sure. That's it. That's it. There's a motion to adjourn. There's a second. All in favor of adjourning, please signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's
see,
are you okay? 7, Jane.
Adjourn.
Okay. We are
here.
We are here.
I
adjourned.
Two. Number one, thank you for attending this meeting. And number two, is we invite you all to the next IPC meeting.
Thank you, Tom Timmer.
But is it in Alaska? That's my problem.
It's not in Alaska.
Is it on Monday? That's my problem.
Where is it?
These are really tight. I got the worst headache I've ever had in my life.